Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Rick Smith back on the show. Rick is a member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of The Leap and the book where he talks about how to propel your career, and also he's the owner of a brand new small business. He started another one recently. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk a little bit about succession planning, which is the discipline that he's really focusing on these days. Rick Smith, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So you started another business recently, and so if you heard the country music song, I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking?
Yeah, I think there's clearly a lot of that in there. I started my first business back in 2004, and it was sort of a global executive networking company that we grew up and ended up selling it in 07, transitioned out in 08, and focused on my last
timing.
Book.
Good timing.
Yeah, exactly. So right before the bubble. Although a lot of it went into mutual funds, so
yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter completely.
Right.
So I had focused on my book and wasn't really sure I would start another business again. But after a couple years, you really kind of get the itch and really wanted to just dive back in.
Well, and so the new business, we're going to talk a little bit about the new business a little bit later on, but when you came back to the marketplace to start a business this time, how did you find the marketplace to start over again, to start from scratch and launch a new idea? How did you find the marketplace this time?
You know, it was interesting. I thought it would be a lot easier, because you certainly gain some experience along the way. You make a lot of mistakes the first time that you're like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I'd never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually find that a lot of the challenges you run into are different and equally difficult the second time around as the first. You certainly have more confidence. I think you make decisions faster. You trust your gut a little bit more. But there's no less amount of sort of challenges that you run into. I'll give you a specific example. The first business that I launched, we funded it entirely with customer invoices. So there's,
right.
There's really no working capital or investment capital that was put in into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had my sights set
customer,
on
customer revenue is the best capital of all.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key is what's so interesting. The second time I've been trying to do this, and you keep tweaking the model to the point that you say, there's a lot of interest, but if I just put this much money in or I just put that much money in, I could really get it off the ground and then the interest would really take off.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is if you keep moving the model around until the point where you really figure out what the need is that you're solving for the customer, then all of a sudden they'll start writing you checks. And so we've been able to do that again this second time where, we're funded based on, okay, here's the idea, we need you to pay up front to get this going.
You know, it always amazed me the people who have never, who without ever having a customer for the product that they want to deliver to the marketplace, that they actually go and get millions of dollars of capital. Now, I understand if it's a technology or something like that, but I've had people come to me and say, I've got this idea and I'm going to go find an investor. They say, what do you think? And I say, I think you should go find a customer.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole cycle, I think, of the development of the model or your value proposition is basically a lot of smart, getting access to a lot of smart people that can tell you why the idea is so stupid.
Right.
And then, you iterate it again, and it's like, well, hey, that's not that stupid. And then, by the end of the cycle, they're completing the sentences for you as to
right.
why it's so valuable.
Right.
And that's when you've sort of landed on something.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that, so your business is self-capitalized. capitalize basically through the customers. And but in terms of a post Great Recession, how did you find the economy? How did you find the marketplace?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I, you know, the product that we're selling that we can go into a little bit, you know, a little bit later, but it's a very unique product. So I'm trying to, my last company kind of redefined executive networking at a very high level. And I'm, mm-hmm. this time around, I'm trying to sort of redefine, executive leadership
so
development
you feel,
or training
you feel,
program.
You feel that your new business model, your new product is basically a product of the recovery following the Great Recession. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, it's a perfect time to launch a business because people, as you come out of a recession, people have mm-hmm. cut back way back on their budgets of what they used to do.
Right.
And so they're willing
to
start putting some money back in, but they want to do things differently.
Right.
This is the perfect time where they're willing to at least try a new approach to a problem that they previously solved but they had some complaints about.
Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.